All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, I was looking at the Hill this morning. I ran across a subject that basically says McConnell, and this is from Mitch McConnell, if Republicans retake Congress, we'll make sure Joe Biden is a moderate. And if Mitch McConnell, if they retake, you know, Mitch McConnell takes over Senate and Kevin McCarthy takes over the House as the Speaker, can you imagine what that will be like for not only for Democrats, but for Joe Biden himself?
Well, I guess we saw something like that for the second 2 years
of Obama.
So, you know, it'll be a redo of that. I thought you were going to jump maybe to the French and Pakistani situation.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
I thought the French election was particularly interesting because Marine Le Pen, who is a super right-winger, I think sort of a smart person, intellectual sort of, but she and her father were essentially the parents of the right wing movement in France, and here she is getting 23% of the vote, and Macron got 28%, and he's like centrist essentially. So now we've got this interesting process in France where, you know, in less than 2 weeks or 2 weeks essentially, they vote again to pick between the two of them, and it's kind of iffy as to who's going to win. I mean, this is the expectation is that the centrist candidate will win because the right wing never does win. But Marine Le Pen got 23%, and then the rest of the right gets other votes too. So that's pretty interesting. And then we have in Pakistan, the president gets essentially a vote of no confidence. They're forming a new government. The president going out is claiming that he's essentially been heralded out by some shenanigans by the U.S. in terms of them playing around in Pakistani government to get rid of him because of his essentially neutral or maybe not always pro-Western stances.
You know, Sandy, people may ask the question, why are we worried about what's happening in Pakistan? And this is a prime example of the media giving us what they want us to know about. Many of us don't know that we really are engaged in a war in Pakistan. We don't have boots on the ground, but we are certainly air power. Our government is involved in what's happening in Pakistan. It has been for a long time, and there are financial resources that our government is spending in that engagement in Pakistan. So it's. When you say that the former guy who was in charge is saying that our nation has been engaged and involved, we don't know it. And just because we don't know it doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah, Khan, the guy that's the outgoing fellow. Of course, lots of people are named Khan in Pakistan. But, we've obviously been very involved there. You know, they've been a U.S. client state since their inception, I think, in 54.
So what does U.S. client state mean?
Well, who knows exactly, except they buy our weapons.
Right.
And they basically side with us, but they haven't always sided with us, and they've been kind of a teeter-totter in terms of their position. You know, they have a very strident arm's-length relationship with India, and we have a fine line we walk with India as well in terms of our relationships there. India has been more of a client of Russia in terms of the weapons they've been purchasing more recently. But that whole area is hugely, I mean, Pakistan has 235 million people, I guess, and India has well over a billion people.
Right.
A huge population center. A fair tinderbox. Pakistan's a very fragile government in a way.
With nuclear weapons,
right. And with a no man's land in which, and it's where Osama bin Laden was able to hide for quite a few years, apparently. And it shares a no man's land border with Afghanistan. Pakistan's a complicated place and one that could be quite dangerous in the long run. India has got, obviously, an unusual relationship going with us. They are not joining. In fact, Modi is meeting with Biden this week for the purpose of, I think, Biden trying to lean on him to jump on board. But India has obviously got some sympathies for the Russian position and has lots of relationships with Russia. So, you know, the world that that our media chooses not to cover has lots of important things going on. There's a war going on in Ethiopia with the Tigrayans that involves at least probably as much human disaster as what's going on in the Ukraine. And for lots of the listeners, that's probably the first time they've ever heard mention of that.
So when you talk about, you know, our engagement, involvement in Pakistan, obviously Pakistan and India, you know, have had, you know, issues, and that's why both of them, even though, you know, they're not the most secure financially, both of them still have nuclear weapons. But why? What is our involvement with Pakistan? Why are we so outside of us being a client state? I don't understand
that client
them
state,
being a client state.
The client state thing comes with lots of involvement. You know, we are involved with militarily in various ways. We're involved with lots of aid. They have basically sat on our knee in exchange for getting lots and lots of aid. And the aid is designed to keep them at bay and basically our ally. But that alliance lately has become a little rockier as the rest of the world begins to ask more questions about why it is that they should line up with us as compared to China, for instance, or Russia.
But don't we have a better relationship with India than we do with Pakistan? And if not, I would think that India, since we send so much business to India and they do so much, you know, business with our country.
Well, India does business with a lot of countries.
Everybody.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, they have call centers probably speaking in Russia,
right,
too.
So,
India is a very, very big country, and it's got lots of involvements, and it apparently has lots of relationships with Russia, maybe more so than with us, because they seem to be being quite responsive to the Russian interests right now. And they seem to see things through world eyes that maybe look more like the way Russia sees the world.
But financially, they're not a major power financially. Maybe that's growing.
It's a growing economy.
Right.
But it's nowhere. It hasn't yet had any sort of takeoff in growth like China did. I mean, it's on the brink of becoming a larger population than China, but its economy is far down the line. China's well up there near the top, and India's not.
You know, Sandy, I don't know what happened to the time. It always flies. Maybe we need to, you know, stop spending so much time together because our time gets to be less and less.
Yeah.
And it travels so fast. But it's always good having you on. I think, again, that Friday, Monday, the thing is great because things change so much over the weekend. But anyway, I'll see you again on Friday.
Yep, see you Friday.
All right, thank you. Thank everybody who helped make the show go. Thank you, Sam. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.